This is GSA Radio, where you are family. You are listening to Lucy Mahote. We are at the Raptor Room in Cape Town, where we're going to watch Angel Ho and Queezy perform. Queezy is an alternative... let me let her explain to you what her genre of music is and how she feels it fits in to the greater scheme of the world. But on a more serious note, Queezy is a wonderful artist, visual artist, as well as a DJ. She does a wonderful YouTube tutorials that are glitchy and extremely well articulated. The artistic vision behind the effervescent and creative Queezy comes out throughout all her work. As we will see later on tonight, we continue to see the journey of this wonderful performer as she claims that her art represents herself, as she is as wonderful and as eclectic as the sounds that she plays, drawing inspiration from music she grew up to as a child. You know what? Let me just stop and let you listen to the interview yourself. This is Queezy talking to us about where and what she thinks her music is going.
My music, it looks just like my outfits. Mm-hmm. I want the music to match my outfits.
Yeah.
So whatever sound that goes with the outfit, usually it's house and techno.
Mm-hmm.
It's loud, it's got lots of bass, and it's bitchy. And that's my music.
And I see you wearing a zebra right now. Like, how many animals did you kill for this?
Zay, 100.
Oh, honey, you look fierce. Your music was actually quoted as being raw and rough. And I've listened to some of your songs. They're a little textured and layered. Is that intentional, or is that something that you experiment with?
Like, my outfits is textured and layered.
Yes! So all of this is intentional, the roughness of the sound.
So when I go out and perform, I sort of want to have a juxtaposition between my outfit. Most times I DJ in a femme persona, Queezy, but that I play with many identities. But with that, like, soft, like, kind of look is, like, this harder sound. And, like, it kind of sounds like if a gangster cutie, if I got into a gangster cutie's car and he passed me the aux cable, I'd be like, this is this music I'ma play for him.
Oh, yeah!
So, be like, I'm here.
Is this the influence from Kanye West and Lil Wayne that you...
No. I mean, I've always loved hip-hop, but that's separate from, like, the house music and the techno music that I'm inspired by. It's largely inspired by Port Elizabeth, my experience growing up in East London, but going on holiday to Port Elizabeth and listening to the music there, and it was fucking incredible. And there were just boots always open. We went to, like, races, just wild shit. And then that's where all that music, I remembered it from memory, and then I started researching the songs, and then... Yeah, now I just try to sort of get that, like, same inspiration. The similar sound, what it could sound like from memory, but just what new music of that sounds like.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have one personal question to ask you. Interviews sometimes refer to you as he and sometimes as she.
I know.
What your gender identity, how do you identify?
You know what? I'm everything.
Yes!
I'm him, he, she, they, them. I'm all of it. Like, that's why, like, in articles, like, you'll read, like, in each article, you'd see that I identify as something different every time, because I'm playing with that shit too. I'm like...
Okay, yeah, you don't feel the need to identify anything.
I don't
anything.
Have to, and, like... It depends who I'm around that, like, matters in that moment and how they... And I always feel respected. And when I don't feel respected, you're dumb. So I'm not going to listen to you.
Well, thank you very much, Queezy. Yes, well, that has been
Queezy. Yes, losing!
That has been Queezy. We are at the Raptor Room to watch Angel Ho and it's about to go down. This is GSA Radio. I am Lucy. This is GSA Radio, where you are family.